Captain Cameron Duick sat in a barn on Alaska, his face scruffy and worn. He had spent most of the day at the same table, using the free wireless internet and editing pictures and text. He and his crew had just completed the first month of their four-month voyage from Victoria, Canada to Halifax via the Northwest Passage.
We want to sail the Silent Sound through the Northwest Passage, west to east, and while we're doing that, we want to learn more about how climate change is impacting communities in the Arctic, and then retell that story via a film documentary. I'm planning to write a book when I get back. We're doing photography, various forms of sort of artistic communication.
He plans on using connections made through one of his sponsors, a Canadian Arctic airline, to gather people's stories and talk about wider issues associated with climate change, like sovereignty, resource management, and politics in Northern Canada.
Obviously, yeah, we'll be recording and stuff, but we edit it and package it and I guess in a way polish it and make it presentable as an art sense, but also in a commercial sense.
He wants to make enough money off of the book and movie to recoup some of the almost $220,000 spent on the primarily self-financed journey. Neither he nor any of the members of his crew have been to the Arctic before, but Duke says their varied international backgrounds give them the sensitivity to approach the project with open minds. His crew includes an American and two Germans. He himself is a Canadian journalist based out of Hong Kong, who used to submit travel pieces to the Financial Times. He says he's also reported on oil exploration and trade. The other members of the team include a videographer and a photographer who also has medical training. The crew of the 40-foot fiberglass Silent Sound are also working to make their journey mostly carbon neutral through their sponsor, Texas-based Direct Energy.
So what they have done is they've just bought extra carbon credits based on our estimated fuel consumption, on the flights of the crew in and out, all these sort of things. And in order to, we sort of estimated our carbon output, and then they bought credits for that amount.
As the crew wanders through town, they all wear matching shirts with their sponsors' names, logos surrounding their website. Another component of the expedition is psychological. All four crew members are filling out daily and weekly mental health surveys for a university in Germany. The researchers want to determine how living in cramped quarters in the ocean in cold weather for a long period of time affects the crew's moods.
So if there's a nutter on board, we'll find him quick.
35-year-old Duick says mental health might also be strained by the amount of work. With only four crew members, each has long shifts guiding the hand-helmed yacht. One of the original crew already left the expedition after learning that she easily became seasick and didn't like the sailing life. You can follow the team's progress at www.openpassageexpedition.com. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.